Welcome to Careertals. This is Wendy.
And this is Amanda.
Today's cast, Seek Responsibility, Not Promotion.
The questions this cast answers are, how can I get promoted? How can I make more money? And how do I ask for a promotion?
If you want the answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Ever wondered how to convince a colleague of something? Good news. We can teach you how to do that better in our Effective Communicator training. And we're hosting a virtual Effective Communicator conference over Zoom on July 9th. In the session, you can learn how to identify another person's DISC profile in just a few minutes. With your MT DISC output that comes with the training, you can also learn how to tailor your communications to others and hopefully convince them your idea is great. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training. See you soon.
Lots of folks ask us how to get a promotion. Like, everybody wants to know, how do I get a promotion, right? With this subtext, how do I get more money? But it's often the wrong question. It's like when people pull over and say, I'm a stranger here, how do I get to somewhere else in the town? And you go, yeah, I wouldn't start from here. It's the wrong question. Or sometimes it's not the right question yet, because you can't go asking for a promotion unless you know what the criteria are for that promotion. There's a right answer to that, and that's no. You can't ask for a promotion if you don't know what the criteria are, because you haven't filled the criteria. Because if you knew the criteria and you weren't filling it, you wouldn't ask for a promotion. If you don't know the criteria, you can't be filling them. Therefore, you can't ask for that promotion. And it's even more complicated than that, because there's fundamental organizational principles around personnel development and succession planning. And most people don't think about that. They just think about themselves and their job and their relationship with their manager. And they think of it in that kind of small bubble and not as an organization-wide. It's a little bit like the butterfly flaps its wings and it causes a hurricane somewhere else, or whatever the saying is. Even though you're thinking about your promotion as a small thing in the grand scheme of the organization, it has ripple effects all over the place. And that's why promotions are such a big thing and they're so hard. The intersection of roles and compensation and responsibilities are a heady brew, and promotions involve all of them. So the key to motivating your boss to give you what you want is to give them something that they want, someone who wants more responsibility. And the beauty of that is it will lead to both more money and a promotion.
So our outline for today's cast is, first, why do you want a promotion? Then, the reason promotions exist is the aggregation of increased responsibilities. And lastly, therefore, seek responsibility, not promotion.
So the first question, why do you want a promotion? And it's totally okay to want a promotion. When we ask, we're not trying to say you shouldn't want a promotion. We're not challenging your desire to have one. But what happens if you ask that question is most people don't have a good answer to that question, or certainly not a quick answer to that question. It's good to have aspirations, and it's not wrong to want to have that better job, another job, the thing that's the next thing. But it ruins your case for wanting one if you can't say why you want it, right? It's like anything you want. I want a new car. Why? What's wrong with yours? you've got to, even if there's nothing wrong with mine, I would like a newer model because it has this, this, and this, which is advantageous to me. You've got to have a rationale in order to look like you're making a cogent argument for what it is you want. Obviously, if it's your own money and you just want a car, you can make any argument you want, but that's not the case with you, your boss, and a promotion.
Yeah, and we think the reason that we don't hear great answers most of the time is that the less experienced professionals haven't thought through their desire. It goes kind of back to the car analogy. Why do you really want that new car? And we've probed when we've asked the why question. And not only is there rarely a clear answer, there's often very quick defensiveness. We think that's because most people are embarrassed when they don't have a clear reason why for that stated desire. There's a good broader lesson there.
And when we dig a little further, we get two base reasons, because humans are humans and we all want these two things, money and career, at least usually at work. And both of those are completely reasonable desires. And they're clumsily stated, you know, who wants to say, I want more money? But we get it. And if we consider your desire and who you're asking, if we think about your boss, and ask a different question. Do you think asking your boss for something designed to help you, in that you get more money in your bank account or something that helps your career, is the best way to motivate her? Is the best way to motivate anyone something that helps you? The answer is usually no.
Remember that when you ask your boss for that promotion, she cannot promote you. Now, you may be one of those people that know this, and you'd be surprised to hear that others don't, that many professionals don't understand that your direct boss is not the one who can promote you. Promotions are never made or granted or approved by the person one level above you. It takes your boss talking to her boss and probably getting HR involved. It also requires an opening in the organization. Furthermore, it probably happens on a timeline and based on succession planning that happens between people that are even more above your boss and your boss's boss. You may not have been exposed to all that information at the higher levels to understand that your direct boss isn't going to be the one to give you that promotion. And believe us, in the larger companies, this is what exists.
And that's why a lot of people say, I was promised a promotion 6 months ago and it hasn't happened yet. And sometimes that is due to the dangle, which if you go on the website and search for the dangle, you'll find out it's a kind of promising people things in order to get them to take a job. Sometimes it truly is a promise that they never think they're going to give you. But a lot of the times someone promises something, your line manager, your manager, or two managers up promises you something. And there's all of this overhead to that promise that they have to get through. And it takes a really long time. So if you did say that you knew that your boss couldn't promote you single-handedly, then we're glad. Check mark for you, gold star. But if you know that she can't do it, why ask her? Now, of course, you'll say to show her that I believe I'm ready and to help her make the case to her boss, who has more say than she does. But then why not have that conversation instead of asking for a promotion? It's an entirely different conversation to say, I want to have a conversation about how I think I'm ready for a promotion and this is what I've done towards it. And please, can we have a conversation about the steps that I need to take next, rather than walking into your boss's office and saying, I'm ready for a promotion. Can we make it happen? It's an entirely different conversation. Why not ask her what you can do to make her motivated to have the conversations with her boss and her boss's boss about getting you promoted?
Yeah, and there's a famous poem called God's Wheel by Shel Silverstein. In it, a boy stumbles across God. In the accompanying cartoon, God is wearing a white robe with his hands on a steering wheel that is stuck into Earth's North Pole. The kid asks what that is, and God tells him that it's the wheel he steers the world with, and asks the kid if he wants to give it a try. The kid says, where do I sit? How much do I get? When's lunch? When can I quit? And God replies, give me back my wheel. You're not ready yet. That's how you sound when you go to your boss for promotion without understanding the nature of roles, responsibilities, and compensation. Now let's understand a better way to get that promotion in a way your boss will not just support, but actually appreciate going forward.
So the line we want you to keep in your head while we explain this is, the reason promotions exist is the aggregation of increased responsibilities. When you make a naked ask for a promotion, most bosses hear that as a selfish and ignorant request. Right? It's all about me. I would like more money. I would like a better career. It's all about me, and I would like you to supply my needs. And in some cases, if it's the first time they're hearing it from you, it comes across as wanting the reward without having done any of the work. And we know that that's not what you mean. And we know that probably you think you've been working hard and that you deserve the reward. But when you walk into your boss's office and they haven't even been thinking about it, that's not how they perceive it, right? Communication is what the listener does. It's how they perceive it that matters.
Yeah, and the fact is, different jobs exist within your organization to gather different responsibilities. This allows for measurement of performance across job types and the striation of different and increasing levels of responsibilities as you move upwards. So overly simplified, someone who has half of your responsibility gets paid half of what you do. And someone who has twice your responsibilities get paid twice what you do. Now, I know that's putting it very simply, but the more responsibilities you have, the more you get paid, right? So if you're looking for, again, that paycheck, you have to take on more responsibilities.
And the 18 examples you're now giving us of the people that you know where that's not true, those are all the exceptions that prove the rule.
Yes.
So cutting to the chase, you can probably figure it out. Promotions are not about your career or even primarily about your pay. Higher level pay and more significant titles are based on increased responsibilities. The pay associated with a promotion is not because of the title, but rather because of the increased responsibilities. You don't just move up the organization and get a new crown, a new title, and more money. They actually expect you to do more for it. And it's the doing more for it that comes first, the doing more, and then you get the reward for it.
Yeah. And as you move up, those responsibilities should increase, right? Mm-hmm. With that title, it's more on your shoulders. And this is the primary reason why you can get raises without promotion. Because if you've been handling an increase in responsibilities in your present position, you can get paid more without getting that new title. Every year, as you take on new responsibilities within any organization, you should be always taking on new work. You get a pay increase in most cases. So when you get more compensation in your present role, it is not primarily just to retain you, though that's often helpful, but it's to reward you for doing more for the organization, handling more of those responsibilities and effectively in your present role. So again, as you get those pay increases, it's based on you taking on more responsibilities in the previous year, not just to keep you around.
And if you think about it that way, that explains why people don't necessarily get increases every year.
Mm-hmm.
And people get upset that they don't get increases every year and the cost of living goes up and they are becoming progressively poorer compared with everybody else, or their pay is going backwards compared with their peers. If it's about responsibilities, maybe their peers have been taking on more responsibility and they haven't. Or maybe the company isn't giving you a raise to keep you in tune with the cost of living. The company is giving you a raise because you increased your responsibilities. If you think about it that way, then it makes more sense about why it happens that you don't always get a raise. But the bottom line is, compensation is tied to responsibility, not your role.
So therefore, seek responsibilities, not promotion. So if you want your boss to give you a promotion, what you should be asking for is not the result, the promotion, but for the cause, If you do ask for a promotion without a history of both effectively delivering on your existing responsibilities and previously asking for more and different and bigger responsibilities, it's going to come off as selfish.
And if you haven't already established this dialogue with your boss, asking for more responsibilities and showing that you can handle the increases, you are unlikely to get a positive response. I think Mark sometimes uses this analogy of if you saw a line outside a movie theater and you just went up to somebody, a random person, and said, "Will you marry me?" The answer is probably no. You have to date them first. And that, it just reminds me of that. You know, you have to have these conversations. You have to have put some effort in. You have to have done the work and had the increase in responsibility, shown that you can handle it. And then if you haven't done all of that, your boss is thinking, where is that? Like, why is this person asking me to marry them when they haven't shown me that they're a worthy candidate of being a spouse? Right? Your boss is thinking about responsibilities and you're thinking about promotion.
And if you have been getting increased responsibilities and dispatching them well, that's great. You're doing good. If so, take some time before you go to your boss and go back over your performance and make your case based on your responsibilities. So be ready to articulate and lay that groundwork for why you should get that promotion, because you have done all the hard work. You've essentially dated them before you ask for marriage. So be ready to have that conversation. You can lay out the pattern of increased responsibilities and then ask for more. Your boss may ask you for more time. Then, after you've made your case, bring up the possibility of a promotion.
So here's how it might sound. Boss, I want to go over my performance with you and show you how I've been doing with the increased responsibilities you've entrusted me with over the past months or years. And then you show them how you have. And I want to let you know that I'm ready for more responsibilities. I'd also like to be clear that when you think I'm ready for more, I'd like to be considered for the responsibilities that come with a promotion. I know that's a much bigger ask, and I know it's a different conversation, but I'd like to begin having it. When you do it this way, you're talking your boss's and your organization's language. And we can't promise you it will work, but you're much more likely to get a promotion when you understand the relationship between roles and responsibilities and compensation.
Yeah, and keep in mind, it's not going to happen overnight. It's about communication and talking through things and being prepared.
They used to say in the 50s and 60s, men used to go into the office and into their boss's office and say, "I need a raise because my wife is going to have a baby and we need more money." And the raise came purely because they needed more money in the family. It had no relation to responsibilities whatsoever, which makes me kind of sad. That would make me feel bad that I didn't do anything to earn it. So I feel like it's moved on.
Especially when taking on more responsibilities is really just self-development.
Right.
Right. It's putting you ahead of the curve long-term. Asking for more responsibilities before you get a new title, along with all the responsibilities that now people expect you to be able to do immediately, like, you're developing yourself. So it's asking for more responsibilities is a good thing, especially if they give you more responsibilities. That also shows great trust that you're doing something right.
And isn't that what everybody always says they want to do? I want to learn new things. I want to try new things. Good. Here's some new responsibilities. Try these things. Yeah, Amanda and I were talking about some new responsibilities we have before the podcast, and we're struggling with them, but we're going to persevere. Because new responsibilities are hard at first. There's the horseman curve, and hopefully we're going to get over the Maguire hump. And those are also two things you can search for, because we'll explain them somewhere on the website.
Early in your career and feeling overwhelmed? Well, simplify your professional journey with the Manager Tools Personal License. Our extensive suite of career tools, including First Job Fundamentals and podcast show notes, are now supercharged with an AI chatbot to provide real-time personalized guidance. Whether you're crafting your first resume or preparing for job interviews, our chatbot is here to help you navigate with confidence. Don't just dream about professional growth. Make it a reality with our trusted career resources. Being successful just got easier. Check it out online today at manager-tools.com, where you can learn more, how to become a licensee, and gain access to the chatbot today.
Promotions are not as simple as they appear. They exist to allow the aggregation of responsibilities. And when you talk about responsibility, you're speaking in the organization's interest. You're talking in their language, and therefore you're much more likely to motivate them to act in the way that you want them to. And as the saying goes, would you persuade? Speak of interest, not of reason.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Amanda. Bye, everyone.
Bye.